Chapter 1. The Llama. Kim was a 13-year-old orphan who spent most of his time in the streets. Although he was dark-skinned from the sun and usually spoke Hindustani, he was English. His father had been a sergeant in a regiment of the British Army called the Mavericks, and his mother had been the servant of a colonel. His father had left him 3 documents. Kim kept them in a little cloth bag tied to a string around his neck. 2 of them showed that his father had been a member of a special club. The 3rd was Kim's birth certificate. When Kim's father was drunk, he often said to Kim,
"My boy, these 3 documents will someday make you a man. Never lose them. A colonel on a horse will come with a great regiment, and he will make you a better man than me. There will be 900 wonderful devils, whose god is a bull on a green field. 2 other men will prepare the way for the colonel."
Kim often went on missions to deliver letters or spy, and when he did this, he changed into the clothes of a Hindu or a Muslim. Kim knew how to travel secretly across the city of Lahore. Everywhere in Lahore, people called Kim Little Friend of the World. One day, Kim was sitting on top of the giant cannon called Zamzamar, opposite the Lahore Museum, or Wonder House as the Indians called it. A little Muslim boy called Abdullah shouted at Kim,
"Off! Off! Let me up!"
Kim shouted insults at the little boy.
"Let me up!"
shouted a little Hindu boy named Chota Lal.